And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Rick Revels. He is a longtime friend and supporter of KRVS, but he also works with and supports VITA, Volunteer Instructors Teaching Adults. He supports them as a tutor. He's here today to talk about the organization as well as an event that will take place on April 5th that will help VITA. And it's been in our community for over 30 years, I think since the 80s, VITA started in our community. So, Rick, what a great thing you're working with them. You are now a tutor with VITA. How did you get involved with them?
Judith, glad to be here. I first found out about VITA through notification in a church bulletin that said they needed more tutors. And I thought, well, one thing for going to school many, many years, I thought, well, you know, literacy, don't know who's against that, but that seemed like a very worthwhile cause, and it's been very, very worthwhile to me. I've dealt a lot with ESL students, you know, English as second language, and they really want to learn, and they're real strivers. It's just a pleasure to work with them.
Mm-hmm. And so, what has it done for you as a tutor? How is that? You're retired now.
I am. Mm-hmm. Well, it's just nice. Several of them have gone on to get jobs. You see them improve mm-hmm. and become more assimilated with the local community and contributors. Mm-hmm. And it's just to see them become more productive is just a very good thing.
Very gratifying feeling, I'm sure.
It is.
A really warm feeling about your work with them. So VITA has, and I think sometimes people think, well, I've never been a teacher. I don't know where to begin. But VITA has a very carefully structured method for that. Can you tell us how you become a tutor?
It's not a difficult thing at all, and anybody is qualified, you know, to teach, to help people that are, for one reason or another, need more help in improving their literacy skills. There are some, maybe just two fairly brief tutoring sessions that you go through, and there are people to ask. Of course, they have a paid staff, very dedicated and qualified paid staff, let me say, as well as volunteer instructors. So generally, the tutors are involved giving one-on-one instruction, and the student may also be receiving group instruction in whatever they need. And the program is very adaptable and can be tailored to the student. For instance, especially an ESL, may come to Louisiana and need a Louisiana driver's license. If you've taken
a look at that booklet.
That booklet is fairly hard. A lot of people would have some trouble. So, but anyway, instruction could be tutored for that. They may have to pass a literacy test to move up at work. People take instruction so they can get their high school equivalency test. Just many things, why they need to learn or why they would want one-on-one instruction. So it's very flexible and it's very productive for the student. And by the way, we need more students, more tutors, and of course I'm here today primarily for more money.
Right, and I think that interests some people when they hear us talking with a volunteer like yourself, and they think, well, they have volunteers, why would they need support? And I guess that's always the hard part when you don't really see what's happening at the organization, because there's always physical needs, rent for a building, supplies, and as you mentioned, that very qualified staff.
Right. Last year, VITA provided instruction for about 960 students, and one of the reasons they need money is that this is provided free to the students. So, so obviously, there's rent, like you indicated. VITA is in the old Whitney Bank building, which is now Rock and Bowl. So they have rent to pay just like other businesses. And even though they're not making a profit, they still need money. And these days, it's very difficult. The charities, United Way, the state government that provides some funding, have all cut some. And so the purpose, I'm here today to talk a little bit about the annual fundraiser. And so these even small amount of funds that we raise are very necessary just to help make ends meet.
And again, I guess that's a hard, because we do interact with a lot of nonprofits here, and we're a nonprofit as well. University is a nonprofit. And I guess it's hard. Maybe people assume that if you're a nonprofit, well, you do get everything given to you. You don't have to pay rent, and but you still have to take care of all of those aspects of just doing business, so to speak. And so, and in addition, just to run an organization and keep track of what's needed, to keep track of the students, to keep organized, that just doesn't happen by magic.
No, and there are a lot of educational materials for all kinds of things. Citizenship, I should mention as well. That requires a test, and so there are all sorts of programs and all sorts of literature, and the people, the readers, are on different levels. So one book won't fit everything.
Yes, one size doesn't fit everything. It sounds like VITA is incredibly responsive to the needs of the students, and that has changed over time. I remember when I first began interviewing VITA back in the 80s, they were seeing different people, and so that's changed over time with different populations, and
that's
so you have to rise to meet those needs.
That's,
so your event is taking place on April 5th. That's actually coming up relatively soon.
I think
April's far away,
but
it is coming up, and it sounds like it's got some great elements to it. You're going to have a live band.
Live band, on call, which is many of your listeners may have heard On Call play before. They're very accomplished. It's a group of local physicians, and really they raise money. To their credit, they donate.
They help out with their time and talent, playing music.
They're donating a lot of any funds raised to charities.
Right. So On Call is a pretty good name for a group made up of doctors.
So, the name, and the name of our program is Prescription for Success. So we, try to integrate that
there.
With the medical.
Absolutely. It's going to be taking place at Warehouse 535 on Friday, April 5th. And you'll be having food as well. You can't have something in South Louisiana without food also. So that will be a part of what people will get that night as well. Now, as they're listening, where can they go for more information? Is it a website or Facebook page? What's the best way?
It probably depends on your age.
Well, that's true.
If you're young, you might want to just go to the website. It's www.vita, that's VITALAF.org, or you can call the VITA office. And they're, like we said before, they're in the old Whitney Bank building, which is now Rockin' Bowl. And that's, the number is 337-234-4600, and they'd be glad to talk to you.
Very easy telephone number, 234-4600. And of course, you can go to the website also and find out more about the organization if what you've been hearing is of interest to you and you might want to be a tutor, or maybe you know somebody who needs those different services that Rick has been describing. You could find out more at the website.
Correct.
And you mentioned that you first saw it in a church bulletin, and so there are lots of different areas where people can find out more. You can share it with a club you're involved with, a social organization you're involved with, that this might be a really good thing to volunteer for and to do as a service project. And I know that they have said that you can do it as a college student too, so there may be clubs on campus that would be interested in that.
That's right. And, with more money, they can expand their services. I was talking to the director just earlier this morning, Jennifer Burris. She was talking about trying to institute financial literacy classes, health classes. So there's lots of needs. To have so many volunteer tutors, I think, something on the order of 60 or 70 volunteers. Many people from the community are able, it's flexible as well to, you can do it at your convenience, and it's not a big time commitment for most people. And so many people have expertise and knowledge that needs to be transmitted to so many people in our community that can benefit.
Yeah, just mentioning that you'd like to have classes in financial literacy, and you know, if you have difficulty with literacy in general, some of those areas are even more complex. So people with specializations in those fields would certainly be welcome at VITA to help out with some of those needs in the community. People struggling to be able to understand so many elements in their life. And you met almost 1,000 students in VITA. That's a huge need that you all are trying to meet.
A lot. VITA is not just confined to Lafayette Parish, but there are a lot of students that are served by a VITA office in St. Landry as well. So Opelousas is a big part of what VITA does.
Again, so many needs. My guest, Rick Revels, has been a tutor with VITA for some time now and is here talking about an event that will help them in their efforts. Even though there are volunteer tutors, of course, you have to have the structure in place, and lots of things go into making that structure possible and making the expansion of the organization possible. So there's an event called Prescription for Success, Prescribing a Better Life for Adult Learners, and that will feature a band of doctors called On Call, and they will be sharing their talent and giving of themselves to help this organization continue and expand, and it has been a very successful one in our community. So that will be on Friday, April 5th at Warehouse 535. As Rick said, you can call the old-fashioned way at 234-4600. That's been their same number for, I think, 35 years. But their website is vitalaf.org, and there's lots of information there about the organization as well as the event on April 5th, Prescription for Success. So what would you tell somebody, you know, again, who's listening and thinking, I sure would like to help out, but I just don't know, to allay any of their concerns about how it happens, where you meet, make it more comfortable for them?
Well, of course, the first place to start is to talk to some of the staff at VITA. They can explain things a lot in more detail and a lot better than I can. But I can just tell you from my personal experience, it's really been a joy for me to work with people that are just trying to improve themselves, and they just we all have chances. We have to go to school where it's required early. But when people decide that they'll go on their own, they're very motivated. And it's ego-enhancing to be an instructor and to see you doing good for a particular person as a tutor. And I can really heartily recommend it to members of the public or your listeners to try.
Well, we appreciate that perspective and your work with this organization, and again, VITA's work for decades in our community and meeting the growing needs of literacy on many different levels and different ways. So that's April 5th, Friday at Warehouse 535, Prescription for Success, great music and food and an opportunity to help out VITA and to find out more about it as well. Well, Rick, thank you so much for your charitable work in our community and supporting organizations that have great need. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.